Greg Brockhaus looks at downtown San Antonio and sees a bubble.
I think it's fake, and I think people lose track of their priorities when they're downtown. And it's cool. I mean, you get a business card title and you get an office, and everybody kind of caters to you.
He says that he spends very little time there himself.
I think that's why politicians, the longer they're in office, get more and more insulated from what really matters in the community.
Brockhaus says the city needs to return focus to the neighborhoods instead of the downtown core.
The whole machine, right, is built on this user interface where the resident has to come to the city. I think we take it on the road and we go back out.
He's optimistic about his chances for victory in the mayoral race.
I think the common consensus out there right now is I could win this thing.
He says his confidence in a victory comes from the recent mayoral debates.
I think the debates were a real game changer for us. When I got the chance to stand side by side by Ron, I think we've maybe debated 7 times or something like that. I feel confident we walked out of the winner every one of them.
Brockhaus was born in Illinois, but grew up in the Alamo City. He's 46.
So I've grown up my entire life in San Antonio, between Mission Road in the Harlandale area up to John Jay High School and Valley High.
He served in the Air Force for 10 years, and he graduated from what is now Texas State University. He worked as a mortgage lender and also worked in 2 city council offices, including Councilman Ray Saldana in 2011. He started a consulting business and contracted with the San Antonio Police Officers Association and San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association. When he first ran for the District 6 seat in 2013, he wanted their endorsement.
They didn't endorse me. That's a very important note for the record. They did not endorse me. But neither the police nor the fire. But we did hit it off.
Brockhaus lost that race, but emerged with a new relationship with the unions.
I offered them some ideas as a consultant. I said, hey, look, there's things you could be doing differently from a marketing perspective, from a political perspective, and City Hall, you know, and that's how the relationship built.
He says the police union had him on retainer for a few years, but not the fire union.
I never have been on retainer with the firefighters. I may have done a spot project for them, like I ran the streetcar campaign, the anti-streetcar. So I did that for them in 14-15.
Mayor Nirenberg has pointed to those ties and accused Brockhaus of being in the pockets of the union.
Ron is using a convenient talking point, and I don't, you know, everybody knows I have great respect for police officers and firefighters. I'm the number one advocate for them on the council. I've embraced it. I don't run from that relationship.
Brockhaus won the District 6 seat in 2017. Fast forward to 2018, and Councilman Brockhaus was the strongest supporter of the ABC propositions introduced by the fire union. 2 passed, marking a defining moment between the city and the union as they negotiate a contract. Both unions now support Brockhaus in his mayoral campaign. Brockhaus is married to Annalisa Brockhaus, and they have 5 children. In March, he faced allegations of domestic violence. One from 2006 involved his second wife, but Brockhaus has said that he was the complainant in that incident. The second incident was from 2009 and involved Annalisa, his third and current wife. The San Antonio Express News initially reported the allegations. Brockhaus admitted to the first incident, but he denied the second incident had ever happened.
I don't think there's anything more to be said about it. I'm not really going to discuss that any further. My wife vehemently denied it. She's issued a statement to that effect. I deny it.
In this race, Brockhaus says he's okay, whether he wins or not.
I've lost and I've won as a candidate. I can tell you 100%, unequivocally, no bull. I'm happy either way. Like, I don't care if I win or lose, ultimately, because I've ran exactly the campaign I needed to run. I've done everything I could with what I had.
He says he's ready to either become mayor or return to private life. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.